State Representative Bill Black says he'll fight Governor Blagojevich's decision to close Kickapoo State Park and adjacent natural areas in his district. The Danville Republican has filed a bill in the Illinois House to restore $60 million in natural resources funding that the governor cut from the budget. And Black says he has other proposals to keep Kickapoo, the Babe Woodyard Natural Area, and the Middle Fork Fish and Game Preserve from closing down this fall.
I'm also going to pursue a possible land transfer of Kickapoo State Park and the other areas to the Vermilion County Conservation District. We'd need some kind of a funding source. Conservation District can't take on 10,000 more acres, but maybe the Conservation District could lease the land from the Department of Natural Resources for $1 a year, and we'll keep some of the state financing running to the Conservation District.
Black says he's relieved to learn that the closing of Kickapoo State Park would not mean the closing of the road that goes through the area. He says employees at the State Department of Natural Resources have told him unofficially that the park road will remain open. In all, the Blagojevich administration says 24 state parks and historic sites will close this fall as part of cutbacks to balance the budget passed by lawmakers. Governor Blagojevich is proposing banning political contributions from any government employee, state or local. Blagojevich used his amendatory veto power on legislation to bar contributions from public employees to any candidate for statewide office or the General Assembly. Many statewide officers already refuse contributions from their own employees. Blagojevich's change to a bill that was a much narrower campaign finance reform measure would bar cash gifts from those who work at the local parks department as well as a state agency. Blagojevich earlier this week promised campaign finance reforms when he trumped a long-negotiated deal by lawmakers to ban contributions from contractors with contracts of $50,000 or more to the office holder awarding the contract. The Champaign School District is ending an alternative education program for students with severe behavioral problems. At the end of the current semester, Columbia Center, which serves the middle and high school ages, will have placed all of its 36 students in other programs. An outside evaluation of center data, including academics, discipline, and attendance, prompted the call for the closing. Assistant Superintendent Beth Shepherd says the move should not be looked upon as a slight against Columbia Center staff.
They're very talented, very capable teachers, social workers, etc., but they don't have the infrastructure or the training to support these kinds of issues. And we learned this through an independent audit. It's something that the board, the plaintiffs, and the administration have been concerned about for some time.
Attorney Carol Ashley represents plaintiffs in the Unit 4 consent decree. She says through a press release that she applauds the district's decision and looks forward to the implementation of a program that targets the social and emotional barriers to student success. Shepherd says many of Columbia Center students have already been placed in other alternative programs, including Ready, Circle Academy, and Pavilion Foundation School. It's 5:33.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the Regent Ballroom. The Regent Ballroom has beginning social dance lessons starting in September. The complete class schedule is at regentballroom.com. Dancing is not just for the stars.
Now here's Mike Sola with weather.
The cold front pushed through the area. It is now east and south of the Ohio River, but there are still a few areas in southeastern Indiana picking up some rain. Looks like the storms are continuing to fade to the south, but they have been intense enough that there is a little flash flood warning for Switzerland County in southeastern Indiana. Some locations there picked up as much as 4 inches of rain. So the heavy rain is pushed well to the east of our listening area, still in our forecast coverage area of Illinois and Indiana. But that will be fading away. A couple of severe storms right along that front, one in western Ohio, another one in central Arkansas, and then back in west central Arkansas, or in Oklahoma. But we have the high pressure that's drifting in right now centered over southern Iowa, and we will be on the west side of that. So we'll be picking up the northerly flow, bringing in more dry air tonight. Dew point temperatures will continue to fall. They've been, yesterday they were in the 70s. Last night they were in the mid to upper 60s. Now they've dropped to 63 at Willard Airport. Southern Illinois still has dew points in the 70s. But again, the drier air will continue to work its way to the south. And as it does, it'll clear out any cloud cover remaining. although skies across northern and central Illinois already clear. And in Champaign-Urbana, we expect a clear sky tonight with a low down to a reasonably chilly 56 degrees on a light north-northeasterly wind. Sunshine and a high of 84 for tomorrow with a wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies for tomorrow night with a low of 58. Sunny on Sunday, the high 86. Clear Sunday night, the low 61. And Monday, we look for more sunshine and a high temperature at 89 degrees. So it will be warming up substantially early next week. Right now, it's 83 on Friends Plaza, 81 degrees at Willard Airport at 5:35.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Barack Obama wasted no time returning to the campaign trail today. He began a battleground bus tour in western Pennsylvania with his running mate, Senator Joe Biden. The tour comes a day after Barack Obama accepted the Democratic presidential nomination before a crowd of 80,000 and a television audience estimated at more than 38 million. NPR's Don Gagne joins us from Monaca, Pennsylvania. Don, that doesn't even include the radio numbers. Sounds pretty good for